Our story begins in Heidi's apartment, where Heidi has shocking news for Connie.
It's a home pregnancy test. I'm pregnant.
Pregnant?
Yes, pregnant. You're going to be a grandma.
Welcome to Scripts and Scruples.
Oh, Lord. I have to sit down.
So with that being said, I'm probably going to be seeing Clint again. And you. And I don't think that you want your future grandchild to be born in a jail. So maybe you should just give your detective friend a call.
How could you get pregnant by a 16-year-old boy?
How could I? It takes two, Mrs. Richards.
I mean, how could you not have been safe when you slept with him? You're older. You should have known better.
It was my brother's birthday. I was full of grief and I wasn't thinking clearly.
I'm sorry about your brother, Heidi. But geez, that's hardly an excuse to bring a child into the world.
Look, I just found out about this myself. I haven't even been to the doctor yet.
So maybe the test is wrong.
Possibly, but I doubt it. I had a feeling something was up, which is why I brought it up in the first place.
This can't be happening.
Well, it is. And now we all have to deal with it. And that starts with you dropping the charges against me.
Heidi, you don't want to have a baby with a 16-year-old father.
What are you saying? That I should abort my child? It may not have been planned, but I can't believe that that's the first thing that comes to your mind.
We all need some time here to think about this. I knew this was a possibility, but I was praying that you were on the pill.
I didn't do this on purpose, Mrs. Richards. You don't have any idea how this changes my plans for the next few months. I'm graduating from nursing school tomorrow, and I don't even have medical insurance right now. Clint is going to have to step up and support this child. His child.
At his apartment, Kyle is helping CJ get ready for the Windsor dance.
So, what do you think? The blue shirt or the black one?
I don't know, kid. Who cares? They both look fine.
Wow, you're some help.
I gave up a hot story today, kid, to be here with you, so don't give me any lip.
Can't believe I'm even going to the dance. Hit a rotten time at the last one.
Well, then why are you going?
Because Dara agreed to go with me.
Oh, Dara. The girl you were going on and on about in your sleep the other night. And every night, to be exact.
Yeah.
Well, all I can say is use a condom, kid. Hopefully your dad's giving you that little speech.
God, Uncle Kyle, I know what I'm doing. And we're just gonna dance anyway.
That's what I said when I was your age. Meanwhile, I was making out with Bethy Holden under the bleachers all night.
Well, my situation is different. Derek spoke up with her boyfriend and...
Okay, spare me the teen drama. I'll watch the WB if I want to hear that garbage.
I can see why you never had any children of your own.
What? You don't think I'm father material?
Well...
You may be right, but anywho, just pick out a shirt and get out of the bathroom already, will ya?
At her apartment, Serena has just answered a knock on her door and finds Charlie waiting to talk to her.
Oh no, no, what do you want?
Hello, Captain Stiles. I came here to talk to you about your favorite person.
My daughter?
No, your favorite male person.
My father, cousin, uncle.
No, Serena. The idiot musclehead, Todd Malone.
Oh, God. For the last time, Charlie, I am not firing Todd Malone. Stay out of my business.
No, I have a change of heart about that. Hear me out. I don't want you to fire Malone at all.
Then what do you want?
I just think it's about time we put our cards on the table to see if maybe we could reach what could be a mutually beneficial agreement.
At the Westside Psych Ward, Zoe is in Mac's room.
Raven.
John, I wish I knew what you were trying to say.
Raven.
Just relax,
Raven,
and get some rest. My shift,
Raven,
is ending, but I'll be here tomorrow,
Raven,
to check in on you. My nursing school graduation is also tomorrow. I'm really excited about it. Anyway, see you tomorrow.
John.
Zoe, hi. Adriana, how are you? You look well.
Thanks. Look, you and I have to talk.
My shift is just ending, but why would you need to talk to me?
Zoe, I'm your mother.
Join us again next time for another exciting episode of Scripts and Scruples.